These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have a chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's beat them.
I'm Claire, I'm 46, I'm a pharmaceutical representative, and I'm from Doncaster.
I'm Ayo, I'm 51, an accountant from London.
I'm Julie, I'm 36, a pole fitness instructor from Glasgow.
I'm Aaron, I'm 23, and I'm a journalism student from Bodmin.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Claire. Welcome to the show, Claire, from Doncaster, and your pharmaceutical...
representative.
OK, what does that do?
It means promoting sort of pharmaceuticals to the healthcare professionals.
Perfect. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I'm from Donny.
Yeah.
Famous for the St. Ledger, so sort of the things I like to do is watch the racing, follow the racing, bet on the racing if I can, so...
Really? Have you ever won big on the horses?
I've got a share in a horse.
Oh.
It's my husband, and it won this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a share in a horse? OK,
yeah.
And what's the horse called?
It's Sound Investment, and I probably own... two hairs on its mane.
Absolutely brilliant. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd go and see the Prix de Triomphe in Paris, which is a famous horse race, and I'd take my partner, Craig.
OK, fair enough. Let's get you off to Paris and see the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. I wish you luck. Claire, your time starts now. Bop and boogie are words associated with what activity?
Dancing.
Correct. Published in 1865, what Lewis Carroll book was illustrated by John Tenniel?
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Alice in Wonderland. Which of the armed forces has bases at Lossiemouth, Wittering and Shawbury?
The RAF.
Correct. Rita Ora replaced Kylie Minogue as a coach on what TV music show?
The Voice.
Correct. The USA and what other North American country are officially United States?
Canada.
Mexico. Which 21st century Irish Prime Minister was nicknamed the Teflon Taoiseach?
Pass.
Bertie Ahern. Gary Anderson became a world champion in what indoor sport in 2015?
Badminton.
Darts. Which Italian woman set up preschools for children known as Casa dei Bambini?
Mother Teresa.
Maria Montessori. In what Caribbean crime series did Chris Marshall replace Ben Miller?
Murder on the Island.
Death in Paradise. £3,000. Claire, I wish you luck. It's now time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the beast, Mark Labette, so big he doesn't have wrinkles, he has contour lines? Perhaps that could be the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace. He used to be an artist, but he found watching paint dry was far too exciting. Could it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? When she wore a bikini on holiday, Marbella became a ski resort. Or how about the Cinnaman, Paul Cinna? He's got the sympathy of a chip van parked outside a Weight Watchers convention. Or maybe it's the new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan. Is her hair dyed? Well, I don't know, but your chances of winning may well just have. Who do you fancy taking on?
I think it's got to be one of the ladies. Bit of girl power, but I don't think they'll be on my side somehow.
Let's bring on the chaser. Oh, it is our new chaser. It is the Bolton Brainiac bombshell that is the Vixen. It's Jenny Ryan.
Hello, Claire. It's a shame you weren't as bright as your hair.
Let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser with £3,000. You can change your starting position if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
Thank you. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
This will get you to Paris. £23,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. All right, Aaron.
They are a tough set of questions. You're better than that, but I think you should stick with 3,000 because so we want to get you back here.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Julie.
You're a betting lady. Don't be put off. Don't be alarmed. You can do this. I would go with the 23.
Ooh. Have a go at the 23. Ayo.
Well done, Claire. I say get some money on the board. Get back here. 3,000.
Thank you very much. All right, Claire, let's face the table. We have 300, 3,000 or £23,000. What are you thinking?
I, for once, am going to play the safe bet and I'm going to go for the £3,000, please.
Going for the £3,000. OK, that's fair enough. £3,000 it is. Chaser?
I think your racehorse is a safer investment.
Let's see. Claire, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What record label, named after a London nightclub, has sold over 50 million albums since its launch in the 1990s? A, Now. B, Ministry of Sound. C, Pop Party. You've put Ministry of Sound.
B, yeah.
You know that? You ever been there?
No, but I've got records from them. I don't know how long they've been open, but I think that's a good guess. Fair guess.
Correct answer is... It is the Ministry of Sound. Step closer to home, well played. Chaser has put... Yeah, goes right with Ministry of Sound. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. The fruit of fig trees are pollinated by what insects? A, ants. B, butterflies. C, wasps. You've put... ants.
Well, they can travel up a tree trunk.
Correct answer is... wasps. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right with wasps. Moves to within two of us. We are four from home. Here's the next question. What was the name of the captain of HMS Victory at the Battle of Trafalgar? A, Anthony Trollope. B, Robert Louis Stevenson. C, Thomas Hardy. You've put Thomas Hardy.
Well, I thought it was Kiss Me Hardy. I thought that was the story, and I have seen HMS Victory down at Portsmouth thanks to my grandmother, so I hope I've got this right.
Correct answer is... well played. Thomas Hardy is right. Step closer to home. Chase is put. Goes right with Thomas Hardy. Now, I've heard that it wasn't Kiss Me Hardy at all. It was Kismet Hardy. Kismet.
I don't think we'll ever know, because neither of us were there. I know you might be nearly old enough, Bradley, but...
don't you start. Here's your next question. Which wonder of the ancient world was located in the Dodecanese Islands? A, Colossus of Rhodes. B, Temple of Artemis. Or C, Statue of Zeus. You've put Temple of Artemis.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for a library. For some reason, I thought it was a library. But so I've done an educated guess there.
Correct answer is... it's Colossus of Rhodes. Staying where you are. Chaser's chance now to close the gap. Shut us down to 1-3 from home. Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right with the Colossus of Rhodes. Moves up within one with 3 from home. Here's next question. These have to be right. Which of these singers did not appear on the official film soundtrack of Grease? A, Frankie Avalon. B, Frankie Lane. C, Frankie Valli. You've put Frankie Lane.
Know his songs. Frankie Avalon and Frankie Valli, I'm pretty sure we're in it.
Correct answer is... well played. Very good. Step close to home. Chaser has put... we could catch her out here. Ooh, hello. How did you know that?
Frankie Valli sings the opening theme, Grease is the Word, and Frankie Avalon plays the teen angel who comes down and gets Frenchie to go back to high school, sings Beauty School Dropout.
Have you seen it?
Just a few times.
Here's your next question. Which TV drama features the pubs, the Dog and Duck and the Grantham Arms? A, Mr. Selfridge. B, Lewis. C, Downton Abbey. You've put Downton Abbey.
Yep, it's... my husband gets up early on a Monday, so he likes to go to sleep on that early on a Sunday.
Your husband gets up early on a Monday, likes to go to sleep early on a Sunday, but doesn't he watch that?
That's what he uses to get to sleep.
Really?
Sorry.
Correct answer is... well played. Downton Abbey is right. Step closer to home. Had we gone for the 300, we would be home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Downton Abbey and sticks with us. We are one from home. Chaser is one behind. You a Downton Abbey fan?
I've indulged. The clue there was that it's the Grantham Arms and Hugh Bonneville plays the Earl of Grantham.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Good luck. How many even prime numbers are there? A, 1. B, 2. C, 3. You've put 1.
Yep, I couldn't think in the time allowed there. I couldn't think of 1, so I went for the lowest number, and that's...
You've put 1. Correct answer is to go through with $3,000. Come on, Claire.
Come on.
Come on, Claire.
Keep me digging.
Well played. Yeah. There it is. The three.
By the skin and the teeth.
Well, we could. It was a guess, the last question, but you know what? You are through. It's good. Chaser.
You held your nerve there, Claire. I'm not that worried about you in the final chase, though. I've seen you can crumble under a bit of time pressure.
Well played, Claire. You're through to the final chase. Well done, my dear. Brilliant stuff. All good. Very, very good indeed. I like it. Next to face the chaser, it's Io. Welcome to the show, Io.
Hello, brother.
You live in London?
Yes.
All right, and you are an accountant?
Yes, indeed.
How long have you been an accountant?
Oh, I've been an accountant for over 25 years. At the moment, most of my clients are actors, directors, producers.
Oh.
So I'm looking to poach you.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good for you. So you work in the film industry, do you?
Yes, indeed. I work in an offshoot of the Nigerian film industry.
Got you. So you make Nigerian-based films, but in the UK or in Nigeria with
you? No, we make them mainly here. And my wife, Theodora, is a producer. She's an actress as well, so...
Very good.
I support her a lot.
Good stuff. Now, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I still need to go on a honeymoon, so I've told my wife about Canada. I'd love her to see it.
All right, Io, good for you, mate. Let's get you on your honeymoon, shall we? Here we go, the Cash Builder. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Which writer did Renee Zellweger play in the film Miss Potter?
Helen Fielder.
Beatrix Potter. What running race at the 1908 Olympics began at Windsor Castle?
Boat race.
The marathon. Politician John Powell was better known by what middle name?
Enoch.
Correct. The organ of Corti is located in the inner part of which sensory organ?
Ear.
Correct. What relation was Ted Trotter to Del Boy and Rodney in Only Fools and Horses?
Grandpa.
Correct. What LA-based reality TV show starred Lauren Conrad and Audrina Partridge?
Partridge Family.
The Hills. How many countries does Portugal have a land border with?
One.
Correct. What 1995 film had the tagline, "A Little Pig Goes a Long Way"? Babe would have been Babe. Io, very good. £4,000. Excellent. Time to face the chaser.
Io.
Hello, Jenny.
You might work in the film industry, but your career in the TV industry is coming to a very quick end.
Well, I don't think so.
Let's put some money on the table, shall we? Three steps ahead of the chase. There we go, Io. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£30,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Aaron.
We need you back here. Stick with the middle. £4,000.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Julie.
Stick with £4,000. Come home. Bring the money back.
Thank you. Claire.
Yep, the £4,000 and a seat here to join us in the final.
Thank you very much. Right, Io, £1,000, £4,000, £30,000, what'll it be?
I'll go for the £4,000.
Going for the
stay
£4,000?
Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. OK, £4,000 it is. Chaser?
It's not safe to go for the middle offer all the time. You're going to find that out now.
Io, for £4,000, the chase is on. Here you go, mate. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The first woman to win a Nobel Prize did so in which category? A, peace, B, medicine, C, physics. You've put medicine.
I'm hoping it's Marie Curie.
Correct answer is... It's physics, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with physics, comes onto the table. Who was it?
It was Marie Curie. but she won her first of her two Nobel Prizes in physics.
Oh, get her. Here's your next question. In legend, Mizaru, Kikazaru and Iwazaru are the names of the three wise what? A, men, B, monkeys, C, amigos. You've put monkeys. Is that right?
Yeah, it's before the answers came up, that's, I kind of thought monkeys, I don't know why.
Correct answer is... Hey, well played, step close to home, monkeys is correct. Chaser has put... Goes right with monkeys, remains the two behind us, we're four from home. Very good, here's your next question. The playing time in a full match of which of these sports lasts the longest? A, American football. B, hockey. C, rugby union. You've put rugby union. Yeah, gotta be, hasn't it? American football's
I'm
an
thinking,
hour.
Yeah.
Hockey.
I think rugby union's like 80 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure about hockey. Maybe hockey's 60.
Correct answer is. I think you're right. Well played. Rugby union's correct. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes wrong with hockey. Good. How did you miss that?
I'm not great at rugby union. It's the wrong flavour for me. I'm from up north.
Oh, yeah, got league, rugby league, yeah, of course. Here's your next question. The M5 motorway terminates east of what national park? A, Dartmoor, B, Peak District, C, Yorkshire Dales. You've put Dartmoor.
Yeah, I'm thinking it goes south rather than north.
Well, it goes north and south, strange enough.
Yeah.
It's like stairs, they go up and down.
Yeah, I'm just...
Right, here we go. Correct answer is... Dartmoor is correct. Well played. Step close home. Chase has put... Goes also right with Dartmoor. Remains the three behind. We are two from home. Here's your next question. In which movie franchise do characters give a three-fingered salute? A, The Twilight Saga. B, Harry Potter. C, The Hunger Games. You've put The Hunger Games.
I haven't seen any of them.
You've put The Hunger Games. Correct answer is? I wouldn't know. Well played. Step closer to home. We're one away with $4,000. Chaser has put The Hunger Games is right. Also goes with The Hunger Games. Chaser's three behind, we're one from home. Good luck, here's your next question. What was the first man-made object to break the sound barrier? A, airplane, B, bullet, C, whip. You've put airplane. Huh?
Oops. I was thinking of the right stuff, the film The Right Stuff. Probably a bullet now.
Correct answer is to go through with $4,000. What came before bullets? Yeah, you got it. The whip crack, of course. Staying where you are, it's whips, the right answer. Chase has put. And does moves to within two. Two chances of getting through now. Good luck. Here's your next question. Which Old Testament leader's name follows holy in an exclamation of surprise? A, Abraham. B, Gideon. C, Moses. You've put Moses. Yeah.
Holy Moses. Holy Moses.
You've got to, yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. I owe good to go through with $4,000. The correct answer is? Come on. Well played. Bring it on. Good play.
Very good. I've given you another cameo role in this particular episode.
You are through to the final, Chase. Well done, Io. Brilliant stuff, mate. Very good indeed. Chaser?
Io had a strong performance in the head-to-head, but I do think his appearance in the final chase is going to be a non-speaking role.
However, two up and two through. After the break, it's Julie. Can she add to the $7,000? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Wow. Next to face the chaser, it's Julie. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you, Brad.
Now, you are a pole fitness instructor.
That's correct.
That looks like hard work to me.
It is hard work, yes. But everyone can get it. It's one of these things, practice, and you get to the top of the pole.
Yeah.
There's a lot of climbing, a lot of strength work involved. But a brilliant workout, great for the whole body.
Yeah.
And anybody can do it.
And what do you do to relax now, though?
Relaxation doesn't really come into it. I train 6 days a week.
Wow.
I love my training, I love the gym. Yeah. Spend time with my husband and my wee boy.
OK. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
We have a house that's got no upstairs. So...
Well, why don't you use the pole? Roof.
So...
Well...
It's like a fireman's pole, just in reverse. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I have a roof. I have a roof.
Yeah.
But I've just... I need everything else. I need the walls and the bathroom and everything else to go with it, so...
Right. Well, I wish you luck. Let's get you an upstairs. That's for start-off. All right, Julie, your time starts now. The restaurant chain Yo Sushi specialises in food from what country?
Japan.
Correct. What former prison is now part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area?
Pass.
Alcatraz. What ecclesiastical post has been held this century by men called George, Rowan and Justin?
Archbishop of Canterbury?
Correct. The sitcom Absolutely Fabulous was known by what rhyming nickname?
Abfab.
Correct. In the Super Mario games, what letter is on the front of Mario's red cap?
M.
Correct. What Canadian province was named after a Duke of Kent and Strathearn?
Christchurch.
Prince Edward Island. The water of Leith is a river flowing through what Scottish city?
Edinburgh.
Correct. Nicholas Parsons has chaired what radio panel game since 1967?
Pass.
Just a minute. Which Dorothy L. Sayers character had a Daimler called Mrs. Myrtle?
Pass.
Lord Peter Wimsey. What group had hits in the 70s? Julie, well played. $5,000. Happy?
Very happy, yes.
Yeah, good. Well, it's now time to face the chaser.
Julie.
Hi.
There was I, hoping against hope that your house wasn't the only thing with nothing upstairs.
Let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. There we are with $5,000. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000. Okay.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£35,000.
Very good. Have a chat with your team. Aaron.
If you want to go high, go high. You can do it. However, if you stick in the middle, come back and join us in the final chase.
Perfect. Io.
We want you back here, but I'm sure you can go for that 35,000.
You bet. Claire?
Yeah, you've done us proud with that 5,000. But if you want to go for the 35 and climb that pole...
Yeah, you bet. All right. Thank you, team. £35,000. Julie, what'll it be?
Sorry to disappoint, team, but I'm going to stick safe and go with a 5.
Chaser, 5 it is.
Correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you encourage Claire to go for the high offer?
I did, yes. But that doesn't mean to say I need to.
Here we go. Julie, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. You will. Here's your question. Which of these British athletes won Olympic gold before the others? A, Denise Lewis. B, Kelly Holmes. C, Sally Gunnell. You've put Sally Gunnell.
Sorry, Sally, but she's the oldest, so I'm thinking she most likely got a gold before everybody
else. Yeah. Correct answer is... Well played. Great answer. Sally Gunnell is right. Step close to home. Chase has put... Yeah, goes right also with Sally Gunnell. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Which of these Nordic alphabets has the most letters? A, Icelandic, B, Swedish, C, Danish. You've put Icelandic.
Pure guess. I didn't think they would have a lot more letters than what we have.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Icelandic is right. Chaser has put... Goes wrong with Swedish. Good for us. Games opened up. Here's your next question. Let's keep this rolling. How many sides do a triangle, square and pentagon have in total? A, 10, B, 12, C, 14. You've put 12.
I can add.
Right. Correct answer is... 12. Step close to home. Well played. Chaser has put. Goes right also with 12. Here's next question. In 2015, the probe Beagle 2 was found on what planet 11 years after losing contact? A, Mars. B, Venus. C, Jupiter. You've put Mars.
I thought it was the moon. That's the scary part.
Oh, really?
I love the moon.
See, I love stuff like that. Right, you've put Mars. Correct answer is, well, it's got to be Mars, isn't it? Told you. Step close to home. Mars is right. Chaser has put. Also goes with Mars. I didn't read that.
It was actually a British project. You should have known all about it. The band Blur recorded a song which was placed on Beagle 2.
I love that. Here's next question. Used in the making of perfume, the strong-smelling substance castoreum comes from what animal? A, a beaver. B, otter. C, badger. You've put badger. OK, why did you put badger?
Would you want to smell like a beaver?
I don't think I would.
Given the choice, I'd pick badger.
You've put badger to go through with $5,000. Correct answer is... Beaver's the right answer, but we're wrong. You're staying there. Chaser has put. Goes right with beaver. How did you know that?
The Latin name for the beaver is castor. Otter is lutra and badger is meles. So by process of elimination, it had to be beaver.
Indeed. OK, here we go. Here's your next question. Good luck. Which of these sportsmen is a pugilist? A, Carl Froch. B, Carl Fogarty. C, Carl Lewis. You've put Carl Fogarty.
I think I've picked the wrong person.
Who do you think it is then?
Froch.
Right.
Carl Lewis is a runner, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
And Fogarty's, he's something to do with motorcycles.
To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... Yeah, bad luck. OK, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Froch. Moves to within two. We're one from home. Here's your next question. In 2014, who became the first British female to have 5 UK number one singles? A, Adele. B, Cheryl. C, Jessie J. You've put Cheryl. Oh, because she was in Girls Aloud as well. Mm. Ah, see what you're doing there. OK, you've put Cheryl. If it's right, you're through with $5,000. Correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Very good. Chaser.
You could have had one go at that bigger amount there, couldn't you?
Yeah, might have put the pressure on a little bit, I think, though, Julie. Yeah. I think we chose the right amount, I really do. Nonetheless, take no notice of the chaser. You, my dear, are through.
Thank you.
Well done indeed. Congratulations, well played. Yeah, I know, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Three players up and three players through. Very, very good indeed. Yeah. So, only Aaron is left to play. There's £12,000 in the prize fund. Will he go high or will he go low to make it a full house against Jenny the Vixen? Ryan, we'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Aaron. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hiya, Bradley.
Looking forward to it?
Very much so.
Now, you are from one of my favourite parts of the country.
Cornwall.
Bodmin in particular.
Ah.
Now, what do you do down there?
I'm a journalism student.
Right. Leading to what? What do you want to do? Work on television?
Television, radio. It could go different angles, but probably radio, because that's what I've done for quite a while now.
You work in radio now?
In my spare time, I run a community radio station.
You've got your own radio station?
Yeah, started off in my garden shed in 2011, and it's grown, and we're now based in a pub.
Good for you, mate. How many people do you have working with you?
About 20.
You do not?
We do. All volunteers.
I think that's great. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I recently passed my driving test, so I'd do a bit of TLC to my car, and also I'd probably put a bit of money into the station, I think.
All right. What car you got?
Vauxhall Corsa.
Has it got a name?
Yes, Verity.
Let's get Verity a bit of TLC, shall we?
Yep.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Originally, there were 1,710 steps to the top of what Parisian attraction?
Arc de Triomphe.
Eiffel Tower. The UN Security Council has how many permanent members?
22.
Five. Badly Drawn Boy wrote the soundtrack for the film of what Nick Hornby novel?
Pass.
About a boy. What was the last horse to win the Grand National in two consecutive years?
Red Rum.
Correct. Todd and Tootie were the younger twin siblings of which Mattel doll?
Barbie.
Correct. Which chart-topping singer from New Zealand has the real name Ella Yelich O'Connor?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Lord. In a subsequent novel, what university did Tom Brown attend after his school days?
Pass.
Oxford. In Greek myth, which hero is said to have been killed, crushed under his old ship?
Nelson.
Jason. Which president of South Africa lifted apartheid legislation in the early 90s?
Pass.
F.W. de Klerk. What witch trials took place the same year as the Glencoe Massacre? Would have been Salem witch trials. Aaron, £2,000. You ready?
Yep.
Time to face the chaser.
Aaron.
Hello.
Take it from that answer about Ella Fitzgerald, the show you present on the radio. It's not a music programme, is it?
You could say there's a bit of talking involved in between the songs.
Take no notice. Let's put some money on the table. There you are. £2,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you.
Best I can do. Minus two.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you.
You could get a whole new fleet of Verities. £48,000.
Nice. Have a chat with your team. Julie.
Aaron, when it's in front of you, you'll be fine. I would say go for 48. You can do it.
OK, Io.
Go for the two. Come back here and support us.
Claire.
48 grand. You're a smart lad.
Yeah.
I think you could do that.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Minus two, £2,000, £48,000. What do you want to do?
The minus two is out of the question. I was taught by my old man never to steal, so I'm not going to steal from the pot. 48, I think's a bit beyond me, so we'll go for the £2,000.
£2,000 it is. Thank you very much, Chaser.
I think it's still risky.
Well, we shall see. Aaron, for £2,000, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these Balkan countries does not have a coastline on the Adriatic? A, Croatia, the B, Montenegro, C, Serbia. You've put Croatia.
Montenegro and Serbia, until recently, were paired with each other. So if it's one of those that doesn't have the coastline, I'm thinking that, by inference and deduction, it'd be Croatia.
Correct answer is...
Ah.
Serbia. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Serbia. Moves onto the table. Two away. Here's your next question. What name is given to elements such as iodine and cobalt that the body only needs in minute amounts? A, token element. B, trace element. C, trail element. You've put trace element.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a small quantity of something, it's a trace, so I'm going on with that logic.
Correct answer is... And it is. Step closer, home, well played. Trace is correct. Chase has put... Goes right also with Trace, remains the two behind. Here's your next question. In 2014, Harry Reid became the fifth actor to play which EastEnders character? A, Ben Mitchell. B, Liam Butcher. C, Peter Beale. You've put Ben Mitchell.
I watch EastEnders, so, and I remember him coming into the show.
EastEnders fan?
You could say so.
Correct answer is? Ben Mitchell's right, step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with Ben Mitchell. Remains the two behind. We are three from home. EastEnders fan?
Well, I'm more of a Corrie girl, aren't I?
good, 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 good. Here's your next question. Which US president and first lady have both won Grammy Awards? A, the Clintons, B, the Fords, C, the Reagans. You've put the Reagans.
I didn't have a clue with this question. And for some reason, I mean, you got Betty Ford and then he had, is it Nancy Reagan? So I thought Nancy Reagan, so I thought with Betty Ford, I might have heard of it.
Correct answer is... the Clintons. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... is right. Pressure is right on. Here's next question. What's another way to describe an effervescent drink? A, alcoholic, B, hot, C, fizzy. You put alcoholic.
Again, wasn't sure, went with gut instinct.
Alcoholic's got to be right for you to stay in the game. The chaser will know this, that's for sure. Here we go, good luck. The correct answer is... it's fizzy, of course. Staying where you are, if the chaser's put fizzy, you're out. Here we go, chaser's put. Goes right with fizzy. Oh, ouch, and double ouch. Chaser.
Well, Aaron, perhaps everybody back at the radio station can club together and get you a nice effervescent lemonade.
To quote Softcell, say hello, wave goodbye.
Indeed. Aaron, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you, cheers.
Cheers, mate. So, my full house is no more, but Julie, Io and Claire have made it through to the final chase. The prize fund is 12 grand. That's £4,000 each. Are they going home with it? Well, I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Julie, Io and Claire have made it through to the final chase. There's 12 grand in the prize fund. That is £4,000 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B. OK, that, of course, means Jenny Ryan, our chaser, gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser. That's a big advantage. Try and make that pay. I wish you luck. Your time starts... now, Maundy Thursday can be in March or what other month?
Io.
April.
Correct. The Darjeeling Himalayan Railway is in what country?
Claire.
India.
Correct. Alexis Sanchez left Barcelona for what London football club?
Io.
Arsenal.
Correct. Which US president was the only one to be a five-star general?
Io.
Eisenhower.
More, please.
Dwight.
Correct. What compass direction is at 180 degrees from south?
Yeah.
North.
Correct. Axel F was the theme tune to what Eddie Murphy film?
Julie.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Correct. What sport is most associated with the Rod Laver Arena?
Cayo.
Tennis.
Correct.
Tennis.
Bolivia fought the Grand Chaco War against what country?
Cayo.
Argentina.
Paraguay. Mavis Wilton was a character on what TV soap?
Claire.
Coronation Street.
Correct. The choral hymn Glory to Egypt is from what Verdi opera?
Io.
Aida.
Correct. Privé is the haute couture line of what Italian fashion house?
Io.
Versace.
Armani. The art or science of designing buildings is called what?
Claire.
Architecture.
Correct. Work was a 2009 hit for which girl band?
Io.
Saturdays?
Correct. Willy Brandt was the mayor of which city?
Julie.
Pass.
West Berlin. Sybil Vane is in love with which Oscar Wilde title character?
Julie.
Pass.
Dorian Gray. The egg in a Scotch egg is cooked by what method?
Claire.
Boiled.
Correct. The name of what flatfish is also a word meaning alone?
Julie.
Saul.
Correct. Which mezzo-soprano released the 2014 album Home Sweet Home?
Io.
Catherine Jenkins.
Correct. How many chairs did Goldilocks sit on in one place? No time to get there. 17. That's all right.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That was right.
Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
Maybe if Julie had said, a little more than pass and got involved a bit quicker, it would have been a very, very intimidating target.
Now, remember, if, of course, the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. What shape is a sumo wrestling ring?
Circular.
Correct. The Mona Lisa room is part of what Paris Museum?
Louvre.
Correct. In what classic film did Clara Blandick play Auntie M?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Greenpoint and Bushwick are areas of what New York borough?
Manhattan.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Brooklyn? Want to go for Brooklyn? Huh?
I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 15 required to catch the team. Well played. Your time starts again. Now, what version of the Bible is abbreviated KJV?
King James.
Correct. How many players are there in a netball team?
7.
Correct. Secret Water is part of what series of Arthur Ransom books?
Swallows and Amazons.
Correct. What two colours make up the flag of Greenland?
White and blue.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Greenland.
No, I think red.
Oh. Red, what were we going with then? White and red.
White and red.
That seems
yeah. White and red.
Happy.
Need an answer, please?
White and red.
Is correct. Well played. Well worked out. We push the chaser back one step. 13 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Huggy Bear was a character in what 70s TV show?
Starsky and Hutch.
Correct. Who was sacked as Bayern Munich coach in 2011?
Mourinho.
Stop the clock.
Benitez?
Benitez?
Is wrong. It's Louis van Gaal.
I want to know.
Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, which comedian stars as Ken Thompson in the sitcom Cuckoo?
Greg Davis.
Correct. In what county is Berwick-upon-Tweed?
Northumberland.
Correct. Rods and cones are cells found in what part of the eye?
The retina.
Correct. Judy Behind the Scenes is a book about which actress?
Judy Garland.
Stop the clock.
Judy Finnegan?
No.
No.
Cool.
No. Can we think of any other Judys? Well, we'll have to go for Judy Finnegan.
That's
we can't think of any more Judys, so we're going for Judy Finnegan.
Judy Dench.
Oh.
Nine to catch the team, 55 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In Monopoly, the utilities cost how much to buy individually?
£200.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
150?
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 10 required now to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which British entrepreneur founded Virgin Trains?
Richard Branson.
Correct. What number is written as a 2 followed by 6 noughts?
2 million.
Correct. Lake Vostok's the largest lake on what continent?
Europe.
Stop the clock.
Vostok. Sounds Asian.
Asia.
Yeah.
Asia.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Antarctica. Here we go. 8 to catch. 35 seconds remaining. This will be close. Your time starts again now. By what title is Tom Parker Bowles' mother best known?
Duchess of Cornwall.
Correct. Cuprite is a major ore of what metal?
Copper.
Correct. Tom Daly has won European titles in what sport?
Diving.
Correct. The Waterloo battle site is just south of what capital city?
Brussels.
Correct. Which internet pioneer refers to himself as Tim Biel?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Correct. Vulpes Vulpes is the Latin name?
Fox.
Correct. Dobrilet was a forerunner of what Russian airline?
Aeroflot.
Correct. What reality TV show features Jasmine Wallia and Charlie Sims?
Medi-Chelsea.
Our time is up! Whoa, that was close. OK, 6 opportunities to push back, 3 executed. Very, very good indeed. Happy?
Oh, yes.
All right, take your £12,000, split it equally, £4,000 each. Julie, I owe Claire, congratulations.
Yay.
You've outrun the chaser. You have not been caught.
Yeah.
Chaser.
Well, I suppose I've got to go home and learn about flags and German football. And you guys can go home and enjoy your money.
Well, there you are. Said through gritted teeth. Yes, Jenny, the vixen, Ryan, outfoxed by the pushbacks. So, could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.